Here's Walter Spires with today's Minute for Minute.
He's risen indeed, the greatest expression in history. Those were words of confirmation from eyewitnesses to disbelieving disciples to whom Jesus had not yet appeared. All four Gospels give account in various ways, but the Apostle Paul cuts to the heart of the matter in 1 Corinthians 15. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain, and you are still in your sins. If in Christ we have hoped in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But hallelujah, brothers, he is risen. And if you're in Christ, he lives in you. This is Resurrection Sunday, a day set aside by the Christian church long ago to celebrate not just his resurrection, but the hope of ours as well. My prayer for true believers is that our lives will be filled with undying gratitude and joy so that all in our paths want to know the reason for the hope that we have. And our response, he is risen indeed.
For information about Desperate Men Ministry or Walter's book, All Men Are Desperate Whether They Admit It or Not, visit DesperateMen.org. That's DesperateMen.org.